Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I am Erin Fulton, and joining me live in the studio, I have Miss Kara Crane and Mr. Jeff Budd here to talk about the Adult Spelling Bee coming up in February. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, the Adult Spelling Bee, the time has come. It's rolling around again.
Yes, ma'am.
So, let's give it a rundown. So,
okay.
Adult Spelling Bee.
It's going to be February 9th, which is coming up. Excuse me. When we say adults, one person has to be over 18.
Yeah, so this is teams of two.
You can have one person or you can have two people, one of those people has to be over 18. It costs $20 to participate, but if you are in a financial situation where you can't afford but you still want to do it, we have sponsors, and I forgot to bring most of the sponsors' names, bad on me, but we will take care of you, so don't worry about it. And then if you're a really good speller or lucky, there's three prizes, $100, $50, and then $25 for, you know, first, second, third, and those will be gift certificates to different businesses in town.
Awesome.
And then there's if you're like me and you need help, we have lifelines. So if you can't spell the word, then you have you can do two of the three. You can't use a lifeline the last two words. So you better use them early on.
Okay.
So $5 allows you to ask anybody in the audience. So we're encouraging audience people to come even if you don't want to spell. $10 will give you 30 seconds to call a friend. And $20 will give you 30 seconds to find the word in the dictionary that's, 6 inches thick. But you can do it because we did it. We just didn't spell the word right, even though we found it one time.
It's all that adrenaline in the system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that'll help you get going. And it's a fundraiser for the library. It's the Sitka Public Library's 100th anniversary this year. And so it's a fundraiser to bring in guest speakers and that kind of thing.
Amazing. So for the Spelling Bee, for folks who maybe are new to Sitka or haven't attended before, I guess when I think of Spelling Bees, I think of 14-year-old kids who have an IQ double mine, being able to spell crazy long words, kind of intimidating.
Yes. If you really want to be intimidated, Google Scripps Kids Spelling Bee and watch them.
So these words, are they coming from that selection of words? How is this being?
I don't know. Margo at the library is putting the words and the sentences together, and I have no idea.
Okay.
It's top secret.
All right. Well, it's good to know it's top secret. Can't be cheated. And I know Margo. Can't bribe her. She'll take it seriously. So these are words that are going to be curated by a local. So this is, ideally,
well, and
just
last
about
year,
anyone.
I think there are a lot of more kind of ocean related too. So
yeah, I distinctly remember my friend spelling nudibranch very confidently and correctly the first time. I was very impressed.
Yeah. So Kara, you've been a past participant
I
in
have.
The Spelling Bee.
I have.
So nudibranch was one of the words. So you were on a team, I take it?
I was. I was 2 years ago. My roommate and I formed a team of two, and we made it through the first two rounds, and then I misspelled the word scissors on the third round. And I still have yet to live it down. But it was fun. It was, I think you described it as a learning experience when I mentioned it to you.
Yeah.
I describe it as slight trauma, but, good story.
But you're on stage being supported by an entire community.
For sure.
It's easy to say, scissors, of course I could spell that. But when you're on stage with all those eyes staring at you, lights in your face, sometimes S's just disappear.
It's true. Sometimes two of the four of them disappear somehow.
Two of the four.
Yeah,
good.
I just forgot that there were S's in the middle of the word.
Well, I did the same thing last year. I was talking earlier, but I had my granddaughter who was 7 then. She spelled the first word, and then we got to the second round. And my goal is not to be the first one to go out.
Solid goal.
So we were successful. And then I spelled my word to her and then began to spell it for the judges. And I left something out too, probably an S.
S's are dangerous.
They're so common. We take them for granted. And sometimes they're like, you know what? I'm going to show you how important I am.
That's right. Sometimes you spell sciors instead of scissors.
But, it's good to hear that, these are not
It's for fun.
Yeah, this is for fun. This is supporting the 100th anniversary for the Sitka Public Library. Yeah. Now, for folks who want to take the stage, either solo or in a team of two, is there a limit to the number of teams that can participate in the spelling
bee? Not yet. I've never seen the limit reached yet. But I think we had 20-some teams, something like that. And we're done in an hour or so.
Okay.
Excuse me, because people bomb out.
So, it's quite efficient, yeah. It's the last couple of rounds that take longer than you expect, because then it's all the people that are quite good spellers, just, you know, doing great words and breezing by.
It's kind of, I imagine, inspiring of just like, you spelled that word with such ease. I've never even heard of it. Like, what is your story behind knowing that? How is that in your vocabulary?
I think last year, the person that spelled the word, it was a disease, and a friend of theirs had it.
Oh my gosh!
It was trichotillomania.
Oh, that's right.
How can you not remember trichotillomania? it sounds like a made up word, but I guess so. It not necessarily any like real like educational training to get you prepared for spelling bee, but just a little sense of daring and just being alive in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One year when Don Muller and I won one year. And it was luck, because some of the words that we got to spell were easier, and the poor people between us got some words we never heard of either. And when we won, nobody was more surprised than the two of us that we actually won.
But so, yeah, all in good fun. Yep. So for folks who want to participate, it's a $20 entry fee to be part of that, though. If that's a hurdle,
let me know and we'll take care of you.
So if folks want to sign up, they should contact you directly.
Yep, call me Jeff at 747-4821. They can email me at jbudd3500@gmail.com.
Perfect.
And I'm happy to. We'll get them all signed up. We can answer questions. We'll take care of their money if they need. Sometimes people have teams. I'm part of Team Zero. Don't ask me what that means. I don't know. And so if you want to have a team name, that's fine as well.
Excellent.
Hopefully it's not the number of rounds you make it through.
I hope not.
How many competitors will be left by the end of the game?
Ah, yes, of course.
How about that?
Zero.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Maybe that's where
it's all
came
about the
from.
Swing. Yeah, it's all about the swing of it. So for folks who want to participate, maybe they're just like, you know, cheering section, maybe they'll be the lucky
member
of the audience.
Bring your friends, because then you can, they'll be in the audience, and if they're good spellers and they don't want to get on the stage, then you have, what do we say?
You've got 30 seconds and a $5 lifeline.
Yeah.
All right. So for folks who want to attend, is it just show up? Are there tickets to
enter?
Well,
there's supposed to be tickets at Old Harbor Books, and it's a donation, but just show up at the Centennial Building, and we're not going to worry about that part.
Perfect.
Because we'd like to have an audience, and it makes it easier, I think, for us that are spelling, if there's somebody out there that we can kind of trust.
Yeah,
maybe knows how to spell
at least to look at you, giving the thumbs up like you're doing great, or to have that lifeline.
Yeah, and it is fun to be an audience member. I attended last year versus competed, and it was really delightful and just fun to watch.
Yeah.
You know, friends and fellow community members spelling well, or sometimes not as well, and both admiring their great knowledge of how to spell things and giggling at my own inability.
So again, the spelling bee itself is taking place on February 9th, a Thursday, from 6:30 to probably 8:30.
We got to be out of there by then.
All right, at Harrigan Centennial Hall. If you want to be a member of the spellers, call you 747-4821. And in the next couple of days or so, Old Harbor Books should have tickets for those who want to attend. It sounds like a whole grand time. And it's one of a number of events that are library-related that are happening. Coming up, I think this weekend, is the library grind.
The library grind, and that's just get started with the 100th anniversary. And if you come to the grind and if you want to participate in the world's very first quiz quote contest, you will have that opportunity. And I Googled quiz quotes to see if it had ever been done, and there's quotes and there's quizzes, but there's no quiz quotes. So we'll give people give them one quote and then three authors, potential authors, and there'll be a prize for that as well. But it'll be quick.
That's kind of fun. I feel like it's a common theme of you see different memes or whatever with many misattributed quotes. So there's been, I mean, you might be confident, but you might have been led astray by recent social media.
One answer should be obvious that that's not right, but then the other two might be a little bit.
A little tricky.
Yeah. And you can have, we're just going to have one individual. I thought about teens, but we have to move it along because we're the time frame for the grind.
And so the grind is happening, that's at the Nakahiti?
Yes, ma'am. This Saturday. Excellent. And tickets are at Old Harbor Books now, and it's $5 for everybody to get in. And Ray Troll said $5 is a new free. So there you go.
Is that going to be a quote?
I'm
in
not
there?
Telling you whether or not I shouldn't have said that, really.
You heard it here first.
There you go. If you've tuned in the morning interview, you've got one leg up on the quiz quotes. Perfect. Well, we're just about out of time, but for those who are interested in trying their hand at spelling, teams of one or two, at least one of them has to be over 18. They can call you, Jeff, 747-4821 to get signed up.
Yes, ma'am.
But we always need a good, strong cheering section to encourage people on, make sure they remember all their S's. Do the best they can.
And you don't have any S's in your name, so you forgive
them.
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
It would have been a whole different childhood.
It really would have
goodness.
Been, yeah.
Well, on all of this, the library grind, the upcoming events happening at the library, all sponsoring the 100th anniversary of the birthday of the library coming up in April.
That's great. Pretty neat.
And you'll probably be back a little later on then to talk about those celebrations coming up.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Well, Jeff Budd, Kara Crane, thank you so much for joining me this morning for the Adult Spelling Bee coming up in February.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.